Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, is this Marjorie?
Yes, Marjorie. Yes, this is me.
Hi, this is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, so Marjorie, I'm going to be the one helping you sign on to become a caregiver with us.
Say again, honey.
So we saw your application in a ploy to become a caregiver, and I want to help you with the signing on process.
Okay. Same address. Same address. Address from Friday.
The same address you said?
Yes, Friday I go there. That's the office called me.
The office called you. Maybe it was another office because I don't think anyone reached out to you.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Are you interested in the position? Do you want to be a caregiver?
Yes, 9 good for me. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Oui. Yes.
Would you rather give me a call? Would you rather if I give you a call back with an interpreter?
Yes, I don't have problem, honey. I don't have problem.
Okay. English is fine for you?
Yes. When I need to come to you?
So you don't have to come into us at all. We can do the application process by over the phone and online.
The office is fine for me.
So we're located in New York, so unfortunately that wouldn't be an option.
Yeah.
We would have to do it over the phone. I could help you. It shouldn't be too difficult, the process.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
What agency, please? Can you tell me the name of the agency because I call a lot agency?
Sure.
Can you tell me the name?
That's Family First Care.
Family First Care. Can you tell me the address, please?
Sure. Hang on. We're located in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, on 1 Winding Drive. We have a small office there.
Okay. Can you text me the address, please? I'm so sorry.
No problem. Okay. Marjorie, we can't help you in the office. The onboarding process has to be done over the phone.
Okay. No problem.
So let me tell you what we would need from you. I just texted you a link to an application to fill out. We would need that filled out. We would need a competency test filled out, which I sent you the link to as well. You don't have to worry about getting a good mark. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked as a pass.
Okay.
Lastly, we need an I-9 and W-4 form, which I sent you the link to as well. We are going to need 2 forms of ID from you. Do you have a photo ID and a social security card, like a state ID?
Yes. Yes, okay. I have everything, honey. I have everything.
Amazing. So that you could send over through text. You could just take a picture of it and text it to my number. And then in terms of, we're also going to need 2-year residency proof, meaning a document that shows that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 or more years. So this could be proved with an ID that's issued from 2023, or let's say like a bank statement or phone bill that's from 2023 to prove that you lived in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years.
Okay. I have everything.
Yes.
Amazing.
And lastly, we are going to need you to get a TB test. Did you have one recently?
Yes, I have X-ray. X-ray. Test.
Amazing. When was that done?
Okay.
What do you say?
Yes, I have X-ray.
Amazing. When is this from? Because we would need it done from within the year.
Okay. That's it.
So was a chest X-ray from within the year?
No, 2-3 years. I have
2 years?
X-ray for 5 years. I have
Great.
3 years.
Got it. Let me find out if that's okay.
Yes, honey. Okay. Let me ask you something, please.
Go ahead.
You may. Yes. When you do it for me, today or tomorrow?
What do you mean? Oh, to schedule you on?
Yes, interview.
So we don't need to schedule you for an interview. We're first going to find you a case, and then we'll set you guys up. All right, so the chest X-ray would have to be from within a year. I could schedule you to have it done at one of our clinics.
Okay.
Let me see. We would cover the cost of it.
No.
No. I'm saying we would pay for the chest X-ray.
Yeah, I have X-ray this.
Right. So since we need it from within the year, we're going to have to send you to get a new one.
Oh, I need to do a new one.
Yeah. You would need to do a new one.
Okay.
We have an urgent care in Roxborough. I think that one's closest to you. When do you think you would be able to go?
Okay. I go to do a new one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What day do you think you would be able to go?
Okay.
No,
maybe
I'm
I'm sorry. You need to go.
Do you think you'd be able to go tomorrow or Wednesday?
Yes, I go Wednesday. I'm trying tomorrow or Wednesday.
Amazing. So I'm going to send you a screenshot with the address, and you could go into the urgent care, show them the screenshot, and then they'll be able to do the X-ray, and they'll send the results directly over to us.
Okay.
Amazing. Marjorie, what's your date of birth?
Robin?
What's your date of birth?
Yes. First, I do it the X-ray first. I go to do it first.
Right. I'm saying to schedule the appointment, I need to have your birthday. What was the day that you were born?
First day I come to you.
No, you don't have to come to us. We're sending you to an AFC urgent care in Roxborough. In order to schedule the appointment, I need to have your date of birth.
Yeah, can you tell me what day?
You could go in any time.
You could try
for Tuesday, and you could try for, and then if you can't go Tuesday, you could go Wednesday. I'm sending you a screenshot that has the address. Can you check the screenshot that I just sent you and see if the address is good?
Yeah, okay. I do it, okay. I need to do it. Okay, honey. Okay, I do it Wednesday.
Fantastic. Okay, so I'll check in on you on Wednesday to see how everything's going. And just a reminder to start filling out those links and to start sending over those IDs.
Okay, honey. Okay. No problem. I do it everything. Okay,
all right, we'll be in touch.
Can you tell me your name, please?
Sure, my name is Malky.
Malky?
Correct.
Okay, when I'm finished, I screenshot your picture and I call you, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, be well.
Okay.
Okay,